Hey, is this Billy?
Yes, it is. Hey, Ruben, how you doing?
Great weekend. Yourself?
Good, good. Not too bad.
Cool. So, got your driver's license. Just want to go over the approval. Was able to kind of work with credit to not do this whole ownership issue, so we're good to go. I've got the file from Penny. I just want to walk you through the option that I have and a little feedback.
Okay.
Can I take about 3 minutes of your time?
Absolutely.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, so we look at a few different things. We look at business credit, personal credit, and overall cash flow on the transaction. Time in business is really important, actually, for equipment financing and leasing. There's like three basic standards. Between 0 to 3 years is considered a new business, 3 to 5 years is considering a developing business, and 5 years plus is a developed business. And that just has to do with overall performance on loans. 0 to 3 has probably more people that charge off or don't pay, 3 to 5 less, and 5 plus even less. I also kind of wanted to go over the personal credit right now and kind of what we're looking at. So,
okay.
All right. Bear with me. So right now, your credit scores, are you familiar with FICO scores or not really?
Yes.
Okay. So your credit scores is 655. I think one of the things that the credit department is noticing is, and it's fine, on a lot of the personal credit, you don't have a lot of credit card debt. But, for example, one of the criteria they look at is how much do you have relative to your limits. So your credit card debt is about $11,800. Not a tremendous amount for some of the, I see people that have a lot higher. But one of the issues is, for example, your Capital One account, it's really almost at the limit. As is some other accounts, you know, for example, your Discover card is...
Discover.
So basically the cards that have big limits are being used pretty heavily. And so one of the things that I would, you know, what I would say is we're going to put this under, like I said, the business credit. This is not going to be show up as a personal loan. But I want to give you another kind of thought with you right here. So I've got the bank statements. Let me bring this up and download this. Give me a second. I know she sent these bank statements to me as JPEGs. So I have to kind of thumb through them. Are you from Florida originally, by the way?
No, I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Why'd you move to Florida?
I came to Florida when I got out of the Army and always said I was going to go home and never did, and now I'm just kind of here. So.
Not a bad story.
I'm a permanent resident at this point. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. It was nice being closer to the beach and not trudging through snow every day. That was a good thing.
I don't blame you. Florida's a cool state. I actually have a lot of people I work with that are from out there. And you guys don't have to pay state income tax, which is not bad either.
Yeah, that's also nice.
So here's kind of my thought I have for you on some of your other files. So I know a lot of business owners, they're always looking to expand, to grow their business, but oftentimes that has to use with, you know, either utilizing all their cash or putting debt on personal credit.
Right.
We have another product that I'll throw out to you, and if you're interested, you can take advantage of it now. You could take advantage in a year, whatever your time frame is. So have you ever heard of a working capital loan?
I kind of read up on that a little bit a few months ago, but I wasn't 100% sure on what it was.
Okay. I can tell you about it briefly. A working capital loan is a cash flow-based loan. It's not an equipment-based loan on collateral. That is a direct cash injection into your bank account. So we wire the money directly into your bank account. It is underwritten on cash flow, not so much time in business and credit, although those issues are important. To give you an idea of what your business would qualify, you'd qualify for around $40,000 to $60,000 of cash, and you can use the money as you see fit. This loan goes under the business credit, not personal, and it's based on a true need or opportunity. So for the customers that I work with in the stone industry, they're often looking to buy inventory directly from Brazil or India, or they're just taking on new jobs that need cash flow. It's essentially a short-term loan, 6 months to a year and a half. My average customer does about a 10 to 12 month loan. And it's basically based on the opportunity of either needing or wanting cash and not using, say, personal credit cards in that stretch. And also the nice part of it is that you can get a lot of money. But right. In terms of the not nice side of it is, since it's short term and it's unsecured, there's a certain payback. So to give you an idea, I can give you like a customer that I'm just doing a loan for right now. So we're giving them a $50,000 loan. And the way that you repay this loan typically is a daily or weekly basis. So that means 5 days a week, no weekends, no holidays. We actually go into your bank account, take a small draft. You said you were reading up on it a few months ago. What were you going to use the money for, or what was the need?
Actually, to buy this saw.
Oh, okay. Well, this is not the product you want to use to buy equipment. Equipment financing is, I know some customers have, and it's not the appropriate thing. Equipment financing is a long-term product with a fixed monthly payment. You do not want to use this product unless you have no other choice. But in this case, you do.
Right.
But if you were trying to like expand, are you in an expansion stage of your business right now?
We are, and that's, we're kind of expanding slowly just because we don't really have the time to expand, and we don't have the equipment to expand yet.
Okay. Is there any other equipment you're looking for right now, by the way?
It's not so much equipment, it's stock. Just like you said, if I could order slabs straight from Brazil, then it would be a different story. But where I'm going right now, I'm getting 3-4 slabs at a time, and it's just not cost efficient.
Okay.
So after the saw, I plan on buying slabs by the crate and having them brought in to have a little bit more material there.
How much do you buy, like after you get the saw, how much do you buy in bulk?
If I buy a whole crate of a certain color, it comes out to about $8,000 per crate. And there's about 4 colors that we use quite a bit, so you're looking at about $32,000.
All right. About $32,000?
Yeah, for 4 crates. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so what I'll do is this. With no cost or obligation, I'm going to get the documents ordered up for the bridge saw. So here's how we're going to structure the approval. And then what I'll do as well is... I'll work on an approval for you by end of day, if not first thing tomorrow morning, on how much cash you can qualify for. And if the terms work, at least you know what's available. And if you want to pull the trigger, you always can. There's no cost or obligation.
Awesome. That would be great.
Yeah, you got it. So here's what my credit department would like to do. They'd like you to have a little skin in the game. So on most of our equipment financing approvals, you're going to have a first and last payment, a 10% down or 20% down. They don't want you to don't feel it's appropriate for you to put 20% down. But since some of your accounts are a little newer, they'd like you to put 10% as a first payment. So that means due at signing is going to be the equipment costs $41,500. Your first payment would be $4,150. And then you'd have a small documentation fee of about $300. So kind of out the door, you'll be at $4,450. You'd have 60 months. And the remaining payment would be, you mentioned the overtime is why you're getting the saw, correct?
Correct.
All right, so I think this generally, and what were we at, like around 800 a week of overtime? Was that accurate?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so I think you're going to be pretty happy with the payment. Your remaining payment all in is going to be $893
a month. $893
a month.
Okay, correct. Very good.
So I'm going to get the documents ordered to you. I'll get them mailed to, do you want me to email them to Colleen?
Yeah, if you just email them over to Colleen, she'll get all that figured out and sent back to you.
Okay.
I'm not going to be in the office all day, but if you do need me, feel free to call me anytime.
Yeah, so let me just walk you through the funding process. It's pretty straightforward. Once I email you the documents, we've worked with your vendor a lot, so we're on a fax document relationship. We don't require originals or notaries or anything of that nature. So I'm going to send you the documents. Okay. They're about 2 to 3 pages long. When signing them, I'll call you once they're emailed to you, but when signing them, make sure your signature looks the same as the signature on your driver's license. There will be a form for you to do the check by fax, and then once we get the documents, we'll give you a call, confirm the numbers and your social security number and your tax ID, and then pay penny today or tomorrow.
Awesome. Very good.
And then I'll be touching base with if I need anything from Colleen, I'll let you know. I'll call her, but I'll be touching base later today on the cash so you can get an idea of what's available for your business, okay?
Okay, that sounds great too. Thank you.
You're welcome, Billy. I'll be in touch shortly.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.